What is up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. On today's episode, we are going to give you five creative tactics for using AI to generate social media content. Some are going to seem pretty obvious, but hopefully some sound as interesting to you as they did to me, and they give you some inspiration and some new ideas to try out. First up, let's talk about automated video generation. Imagine being able to turn like your blog posts, like every article on your website, into a captivating video of its own that has relevant imagery, relevant script, relevant characters with just a few clicks. Well, with AI and generative AI tools like Lumen 5, which is linked in the show notes below, that's exactly what you're able to do. You can literally give it input from a URL, a PDF, or just general text input, and it's going to generate a video for you, among other things. They're going to use AI to analyze your text and select relevant visuals, and they'll even help you with adding like animations and voiceovers. And you can use AI voice generation to create voiceovers. You can use talking head feature to kind of similar to other tools we talked about, where you can customize and personalize videos. You can do that with a brand figurehead with this tool as well. And then you can incorporate that into your social media campaigns, obviously, with those links to those video assets. Next up, we have the same thing, except with image and graphic creation. So I think we can all remember the days of just pouring through stock photos and trying to find something that's relevant to whatever we're posting on social media or Facebook or Meta or wherever you're posting, and hoping that not everybody else isn't posting the same image, or likely that they are. But with new tools and with AI tools that generate imagery and licensable graphics like Canva's Magic Resize and Adobe Spark, you can actually create custom graphics that fit your brand style. But the most important part is that can personalize those images based on individual user preferences. So I don't know if anybody, if you have fooled around with the image generation tools like Midjourney or DALL-E, it definitely takes a little back and forth and a little bit of tweaking to get an image that not only works, but has the incorporates the same colors or the appropriate colors and brand features. There are tools now that can help you do that a little bit better. But imagine taking that image that is AI generated, and we've talked about doing things like A/B testing images, thousands and thousands of images. But imagine also being able to say, I'll take this image of this bird and make the background local to this region of the country for a certain audience that you're publishing an ad to on Meta or wherever you're publishing your ads. You can tweak that image using AI to make it personal to the audience that you're targeting. The next one is definitely one of those obvious ones that I was talking about, but it's just writing the content. I definitely help use AI to help me generate social media posts for clients. It's definitely, before that, it was one of the most time-consuming things to do, was to be able to craft a month's worth of posts in a Google document. Now it takes a few minutes and then just a little bit of personalized tweaking to that content to make sure it's not too repetitive and doesn't stumble into the trap of repeating itself so much like some of that AI does. It's really like having your own copywriting assistant. And I've said it before, and I'll say that again millions of times. That's what these generative AI tools are like. GPT-4o can generate content that sounds like you and maintains your brand's voice if you give it the right direction. And obviously, if it doesn't, you can tweak it and use the outline or the bones of what it's giving you to schedule your content over the course of a month or whatever it might be. You can also use the AI to suggest and test headlines and different hashtags or keywords that you're using in your advertising. Again, like having a copywriter in your pocket. When we talk about content creation, one thing that we don't often think about, or that usually slips my mind and that I found interesting and would definitely consider using in some campaigns, is interactive content like quizzes or polls or chatbots. Linking to those and incorporating those in your social media publishing schedule can go a long way to making your brand stand out. And there's lots of platforms out there like Quizzer and Typeform, excuse me, that use AI to design super engaging, fun-looking quizzes that are really, really well suited for sharing and promoting on social media. And then the AI powered chatbots that we're seeing come out that you can really start to apply a personality and a brand voice and a brand personality to these chatbots that are no longer just a little picture of a robot in a large language model spitting out a couple articles to you. It's much more personalized. And in fact, in a previous episode, we talked about a 3D chatbot tool. It was called Convey, and I'll link again in the notes for this episode, but definitely go check out that episode and check out that tool. It's really, really cool. And then in that vein, last but not least, let's talk about augmented reality or AR. So in social media tools like or platforms like Snap and Meta or Instagram and Facebook, we've seen a lot of these filters, but it's starting to expand into actual, like, more of an interactive world. You can program and code these effects, they're called, in tools like Meta's Spark AR Studio. You can, one, code filters for people to use on their devices, but you can also code 3D objects, and you can build trackable worlds, quote unquote, to kind of give an entirely different experience to your customer. And if you can get creative and think of some ways to create filters or objects that can be shared as a part of a campaign or to build brand awareness for your brand, whether it's a augmented reality hat, like a big hat or something that is very popular right now, except it's AR and it has your brand on it, and it can be shared and spread, and you can encourage people to take pictures or snapshots or screenshots of them using that filter, things like that. It's really like bringing your brand to life in a not a whole new way. We're relatively familiar with the filter game now, but with the advent of AI, for one, but this new technology, like allowing for 3D image mapping, it's really a whole new way for your brand to engage with your audience. All right, that is it for today's episode. If you enjoy the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe. Follow on Spotify or using the RSS feed on your platform of choice. A review on top of that would be so appreciated. So until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.